Welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me for 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my guest today gives out money. I mean, you know, I could put it lots of different ways. But if you think about it, that's a pretty fun guest to have. So Brock Felt is an entrepreneur himself. He's always looking for excellent products and startups and apps and things that he can fund to make bigger. He gets things on the shelves. He's just really pretty interesting. So welcome, Brock.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me on your show.
I used to work in philanthropy, and they'd be like, I love it when I see you coming because I think about money. So tell me a little bit about just your company. Tell me a little bit. I know you're based in Utah, but I know you're coming to California soon. So tell me what you guys are looking for products you're interested in funding and things like
that. So, we are currently based out of Salt Lake City, Utah, and we also have an office in Los Angeles, California. But basically what we do is we help entrepreneurs launch their products or get their product ideas, you know, up and running. So I've worked, I got my original background and experience was working with Kevin Harrington from the TV show Shark Tank. So we'd get all these amazing products that would come in, and then we'd put them online and test them and see how they would do. And so we would see hundreds of thousands of products that would come through our offices every month.
Oh, so you saw like things that people were pitching.
Yeah.
They all wanted to get on Shark Tank. And you guys were partly the gatekeepers for that?
Yeah, partly. Or they were products that they were considering investing from Shark Tank.
Okay.
And then they would send them over to me to see if I would put them online and test them first before we put any money into them.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we worked with like George Foreman. I worked with a ton of other celebrities, Proactive, Hydroderm, Groupon, Google. We have a pretty good list, but really what our passion is helping entrepreneurs who have brand new product ideas. I mean, it could be something as simple as like a book, or it could be an invention. It could be pretty much anything, clothing line. We're getting a lot of apps right now. But by default, a lot of these inventors or products that we get, they just don't have a lot of funding because they're brand new companies, or it's kind of their first time, you know, taking a step out on their own. So we're a marketing company. We love launching new products and getting sales and getting them into stores.
But so by default, what is it that makes you like light up? Like when you see something that just makes you go like, oh my gosh, what is it that does that for you? Do you know?
You know, a lot of it is the actual people that we work with. It's really fun when somebody has some sort of a passion or an idea and they come up with a product for it. Oh, and to be honest with you, we look at spreadsheets all day long on the financials and it doesn't really do much for you. But when you actually meet the person and you can see that they're passionate about it, like one of the inventors we're working with, she made these hush hats. They're these little beanie looking hats that go over the baby's ears. Okay. And they have these foam pads in them. And when you first look at them, you're like, it looks kind of cute or whatever. But then you meet with her and she lights up and she's super passionate about it. And there's actually a technology in the foam that helps protect the ear from like high decibels in the hospital, or if you want to take your kids to a football game and put it over them so they can sleep.
Oh man, I needed that when I was 12.
I think we all need them still.
Yeah, they took me to all these rock concerts. My parents were crazy.
Really?
I went to all these Days on the Green and they put me up on stage. It was so loud. Like the speakers were like,
yeah.
Right? Oh my God.
They're doing really well, but we're actually working with them to get them on Ellen right now. And they're actually in a lot of stores. They're doing really well. But
that's awesome.
So a lot of the products that entrepreneurs have, they just don't have the money for it. So what we do is we go out and line up the money for them so that they can launch the products and that they have money for marketing and whatever else they need.
So, you know, one of the things that as a book publisher that I'm kind of curious about is like, I kind of look for something that has a little bit of a following, but is unique in some way.
Right.
Similar with that with products or?
Yeah. So very similar to a book. A lot of the books that I'm sure, cause you're a publisher and you're successful with it, you find all these little Facebook groups or these little niches on there where you know that you can sell the book ahead of time before you even actually produce the book. And it's the same with a lot of the products. Like a lot of time we'll have groups or stores, little boutique stores that we know will be interested in the products ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of reverse engineer it and go backwards with it.
That's kind of cool. Is there anything like an area where you're super eagerly looking for products and you just can't seem to get enough of them?
Yes. Any products that are Internet of Things. So,
what does that mean, bro?
Watches. So any product that's also connected to an app or to the Internet. So,
it needs to talk to, a product that's like a something that goes out to someone's hands, right. Something that goes out that has a physical existence, but it's got some kind of, explain that, so it's got some.
So it has some sort of a technology inside of it.
Okay.
So, and the reason for that is because it's really easy to get the universities and the states and the government to fund this technology. So, a lot of it might be like a Fitbit, you know, those little bands you wear that tell you like how your heartbeat is and stuff.
Yeah.
Connected to an app, which could be connected to the Internet.
Wow, do you think a hockey player could do like a putt counter?
See,
check this out. The determiner of how good a hockey player is how much time they're actually connected to the puck.
Right.
Because bad hockey players are really scared, and when they get the puck, they dish it off.
Right.
Good hockey players like spend time on the puck,
right?
So if you could do a product that counted,
so that would be an Internet of Things. You could have a sensor inside the puck, and you could have a sensor inside the hockey stick.
Yeah,
and tell you how much time the puck was around that player.
And then you could look at the coach, could look at the whole team, and have goals.
Yep,
you could have ones for different sticks.
Yeah, it's a sell. Yeah, and tell you exactly how much time each player got.
And then you'd be like, Maddie, you only had 0.7. We've been working on this. Stop dishing it off every. Now you want them to pass. I'm just messing.
Yeah.
But that's what showed up for me.
Yeah, so that would be a perfect product.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that one, you could probably get almost any local university to put up $200,000 to $300,000 to build the technology. And then our company would make the product.
And then the hockey players would all want it.
Yeah. That's how it works. So there's all these little programs with all the universities and state that they'll fund that. So they'll fund technology because then they want to license it. So they'll put up the money if you just have a decent business plan.
Because you know that like the GoPro, it was all foreign. And then now it's like everywhere. It's on the bikes. It goes on bike rides. It sits in the stadiums. It gets glued onto Jim, it's everywhere.
Yeah. Yep.
So cool. Well, this was so much fun. You know, I understand you have some events where people can come and present their ideas. Can you just tell me a little bit of a snapshot of what those are like? And then we'll just mention a few maybe in the comments.
Yeah, you bet. So basically we do an event once a month in one of the cities, and you can come and present your idea. You get 10 minutes to go up on stage. And it's like Shark Tank. We have a bunch of sharks up on stage. Except our sharks aren't sharks, though. They're whales. Our whales are nice, and they'll help you out.
Aww.
But, yeah. They help you out, but a whale can eat a shark. So so our whales are very, very nice, and they'll actually walk you through what it takes. Right? We give everyone 10 minutes. They go up in the front of the room, and you can pitch for money. If you already have the funding, you don't need it, and you just need help manufacturing or marketing or doing whatever, then you can go up and just tell everybody what your needs are, and then everybody kind of pitches in and helps out. So we have so our main website is startupelevated.com, which is so Life Elevated is like the Utah theme, so it's startupelevated.com. And then we're going to start doing one next month in LA that's called startuphollywood.com. And Startup Hollywood is basically we're going to pair celebrities with people who have products, because Jessica Alba launched Honest Company and it was just bought, I think, for over $1 billion. So now all these celebrities want to partner with people who make products. So,
So go for the gusto. You know, I think it's really cool when you talk about it, because when I look at like which of the books that I publish is going to take off, I look for that life force, that passion from the author. Yeah. So it's like, if I don't see that, honestly, like, I'm not clear I'll ever even publish it, because I require that. It's kind of that something you talked about where it's got that person that has its back.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Well, if you'd like to get a hold of Brock Felt and find out more about how to get your new product, Sun Life, Brock, tell us how we can reach you.
You can reach me at startupelevated.com, or Brock at startupelevated.com is my email. And Facebook is the easiest way to get a hold of me.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming.
You bet.
Today's show was brought to you by Audible. For a free book that you can listen to anywhere, go to audibletrial.com/The Erica Glessing Show and enjoy a book from our wonderful sponsor, Audible.